Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Let's begin. In the glamorous era of the 1930s, the RMS Queen Mary emerged as an icon of opulence, promising solace from the Great Depression. With her sleek Art Deco design and extravagant interiors, she embodied a floating palace that beckoned passengers to a world of grandeur. Her maiden voyage in 1936 marked the start of a legacy that would span decades. Passengers boarded with dreams of the high life, but beneath her luxurious exterior lay a history steeped in intrigue and, as some believe, the supernatural. As World War II engulfed the world in chaos, Queen Mary underwent a dramatic transformation. The British government requisitioned her, and her resplendent colors were replaced with somber gray, earning her the haunting nickname, the Gray Ghost. Luxury travel gave way to the urgent demands of wartime service. The Queen Mary became a troopship, tasked with ferrying thousands of Allied soldiers across the treacherous Atlantic. Her once opulent staterooms were transformed into cramped bunks, and her luxurious amenities surrendered to military functionality. This transformation would leave an indelible mark on her history, one that some speculate is responsible for the eerie events that would follow. It was during her wartime service that tragedy struck the Queen Mary. On October 2, 1942, amidst a convoy crossing, the ship collided with her escort vessel, the HMS Curacoa. The collision resulted in the devastating loss of 239 lives from the Curacoa, while the Queen Mary, though damaged, miraculously remained afloat. However, it wasn't just the loss of lives that would haunt the ship in the years to come. It was the circumstances surrounding this fateful accident. Some claim that the Queen Mary's captain, Commodore Sir James Bissett, had little choice but to maintain his course, allowing the Curacoa to cross her path. The Queen Mary's colossal size and the urgency of the wartime convoy rendered any sudden maneuvers perilous. This tragic incident would become one of the focal points of the ship's alleged paranormal activity. Among the many spectral apparitions reported aboard the Queen Mary, none is more renowned than the Lady in White. She is often described as a spectral woman adorned in an elegant white evening gown, haunting the ship's hallways and public areas. The legend woven around this ghost centers on a tragic accident involving one of the ship's ominous watertight doors. According to the story, The lady in white was a passenger who found herself ensnared in a lower-class corridor when a watertight door slammed shut unexpectedly. Tragically, the crew was unable to reach her in time, and she met her demise in the cold, dark passageway. Her restless spirit, it is said, still roams the ship, forever yearning for an escape from her watery tomb. In the 1960s, the Queen Mary began to pique the interest of paranormal investigators and enthusiasts alike. Some conjecture that the ship's traumatic wartime experiences had left behind a residue of negative energy, contributing to the eerie phenomena that would be reported. The concept of residual energy became a focal point of many investigations, and experts endeavored to capture evidence of this phenomenon through various means, including electronic voice phenomena, EVP, recordings. Throughout the 1970s, reports of spine-tingling encounters on the Queen Mary continued to proliferate. Visitors, staff members, and dedicated paranormal investigators alike shared tales of disembodied voices echoing through the ship's narrow corridors, phantom footsteps that reverberated in the dead of night, and inexplicable cold spots that materialized in otherwise warm rooms. These encounters only deepened the mystique surrounding the Queen Mary, beckoning more curious souls eager to experience the supernatural for themselves. One particularly chilling facet of the Queen Mary's paranormal reputation is the presence of phantom children. Multiple accounts tell of ghostly youngsters playing and laughing in the ship's hallways, often seen in areas that are off-limits to the living. These spectral children are believed to be the spirits of those who traveled on the ship during its heyday, forever entrapped in a timeless game aboard the vessel. The 1990s ushered in a surge of interest in the paranormal. The Queen Mary was no exception.
Saving money on your next outdoor project at Menards. Menards has the best in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber. Our huge inventory of decking, fencing, lumber, and timbers are all easy to load in our drive-through lumber yard. Plus, you can get free estimates fast with our fence and deck design programs in-store or online at Menards.com. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Exception. Paranormal investigators from around the world converged upon the ship to conduct extensive research and investigations. These investigations yielded a treasure trove of evidence, including photographs capturing shadowy figures, unexplained EVP recordings featuring ghostly voices, personal testimonies from visitors and staff members who had experienced inexplicable events. As the new millennium dawned, a daring experiment was undertaken on the Queen Mary, a seance of unprecedented scale and duration. A team of psychics, mediums, and paranormal investigators gathered on the ship for an extended seance, hoping to make contact with the restless spirits believed to inhabit its decks. The seance lasted for several days and nights, with participants documenting their experiences in real time. Some reported vivid visions, others claimed to have communicated with the spirits through automatic writing, and a few even alleged physical encounters with unseen entities. The results of this audacious experiment were both intriguing and unsettling, further cementing the Queen Mary's reputation as a paranormal hotspot. In the present day, the Queen Mary remains a magnetic draw, attracting curious visitors, history enthusiasts, and those with a fascination for the supernatural. Reports of paranormal activity persist, with new stories emerging regularly. The ship stands as a living testament to a bygone era and a gateway to a realm of unexplained mysteries. As we conclude our epic journey through the century-spanning history of the RMS Queen Mary haunting, one thing remains abundantly clear. The ship's legacy is as much about its mesmerizing past as it is about the enigmatic spirits that purportedly roam its decks. Whether you're a staunch believer in the paranormal or a skeptic, the Queen Mary's haunting tales have etched an indelible mark on the annals of maritime history, ensuring that her legend will continue to live on for generations to come. Gentlemen,
Welcome to a deep and chilling dive into the unsettling and mystifying story of the Perrin family haunting. What transpired in this seemingly peaceful Rhode Island farmhouse during the 1970s is a tale that defies reason, a decade-long saga of malevolent spirits, possession, and relentless paranormal activity. Join us on this extensive journey as we unravel the harrowing experiences of the Perrin family. Before we plunge into the disturbing events that unfolded within the walls of the Perrin family's farmhouse, let's set the historical backdrop. In the 1970s, Roger and Carolyn Perrin, along with their five daughters, moved into their dream home in Harrisville, Rhode Island. Little did they know that this idyllic farmhouse would become a battleground between the living and the supernatural. Our story begins with the introduction of the Perrin family, Roger, Carolyn, and their daughters, Andrea, Nancy, Christine, Cindy, and April. They had high hopes of embracing a tranquil rural life in their new farmhouse, but what awaited them was far from peaceful. As the Perrin family settled into their new home, they encountered inexplicable phenomena that defied logic. Mysterious footsteps, disembodied voices, and ghostly apparitions became a part of their daily life, casting an eerie pall over the farmhouse. As time passed, the malevolent nature of the entities haunting the Perrin family became terrifyingly evident. These spirits seemed to harbor a deep-seated malevolence, tormenting the family with escalating intensity, inducing fear, physical harm, and psychological torment. The Perrin family faced the horrifying reality of possession. Carolyn Perrin, the matriarch of the family, experienced episodes of possession where she seemed to be controlled by dark and malevolent forces. The line between the living and the supernatural blurred in their nightmarish ordeal. Desperate for relief from the relentless paranormal onslaught, the Perrin family sought the assistance of paranormal investigators, clergy, and experts in the occult. Their quest was to understand and combat the evil that had taken root in their farmhouse. Among those who answered the Perrin family's plea for help were Ed and Lorraine Warren, renowned paranormal investigators with a track record of working on some of the most infamous cases of hauntings and possession. Their involvement added a layer of credibility.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Ability to the unfolding horror. As the paranormal investigators delved deeper into the Perrin family's plight, they gathered compelling photographic and audio evidence of the supernatural. These images and recordings left little room for doubt about the veracity of the Perrin family's claims. The chilling encounters weren't limited to the Perrin family alone. Neighbors, visitors, and investigators alike bore witness to inexplicable events in the farmhouse, lending further credence to this nightmarish tale. Living in constant fear, enduring sleepless nights, and facing unrelenting horror took a tremendous psychological toll on the Perron family. The once close-knit family was pushed to the brink, their bonds tested by the malevolent forces that besieged them. As the investigation continued, details about the farmhouse's dark history began to emerge. The Perron family's torment was not an isolated incident. Previous residents had also experienced inexplicable phenomena, suggesting a deeper and more sinister connection to the property. In the late 1970s, after enduring a decade of torment, the Perron family finally found some respite. The malevolent entities seemed to loosen their grip on the farmhouse, allowing the family to begin the long process of healing and recovery. The Perron family haunting has left researchers and experts grappling with a multitude of theories and explanations. Was it the work of restless spirits, demonic forces, or something even more enigmatic? The haunting challenges our understanding of the supernatural and the enduring impact it can have on those it targets. The Perron family haunting has played a significant role in shaping the field of paranormal research. The meticulous documentation, physical evidence, and first-hand accounts have become invaluable resources for investigators and enthusiasts, forever etching the story into paranormal history. Psychologists and psychiatrists have also been drawn to this haunting, examining the psychological effects it had on the Perron family. The enduring question remains: can paranormal phenomena like this be explained solely through psychological factors? Or is there a dimension beyond our understanding? Skeptics, as with any paranormal case, have offered alternative explanations. Some suggest natural explanations for the phenomena, while others question the validity of the evidence presented. The debate continues, reminding us that the pursuit of truth is an ongoing and complex journey. The story of the Perron family haunting has left an indelible mark on popular culture. Books, documentaries, and films have drawn inspiration from their ordeal, with the 2013 film The Conjuring, directed by James Wan, bringing their story to a worldwide audience. Even decades after the Perron family's ordeal, the Harrisville farmhouse continues to draw curious visitors and paranormal investigators eager to experience the supernatural firsthand. The enduring fascination with this haunting highlights the enduring enigma that surrounds it. In conclusion, the Perron family haunting is not merely a chapter in history, but a lingering enigma that challenges our comprehension of the paranormal. It serves as a stark reminder that some mysteries may never be fully unraveled, and some forces may forever remain beyond our understanding. The Perron family's story encourages us to remain vigilant, to explore the unexplained, and to acknowledge that the boundaries of our knowledge are ever expanding. The late 17th century in the heart of Edinburgh, Scotland, a city shrouded in history and mystique. In those times, the Grey Friars Kirkyard stood as a solemn testament to the generations that had passed. Its aged tombstones, weathered by time and the harsh Scottish weather, bore witness to countless tales of life and death. Among these stories, one stood out like a specter in the night, the legend of the Grey Friars Kirkyard Ghost. In 1695, a curious series of events began to unfurl in the narrow, cobbled streets surrounding the kirkyard. The story began with the McGregor family, who had recently moved into an old, rundown house near the cemetery. The McGregors were a humble family, struggling to make ends meet, but they were unaware of the darkness that lurked in their new home. The McGregor family consisted of Father Ewan, a blacksmith struggling to find work, and his wife, Fiona, who cared for their two young children, Isabel and Malcolm. Their lives were far from extravagant, but they were content in their newfound home, despite its eerie proximity to the kirkyard. It all began innocently enough. Strange noises, like footsteps echoing through their home at night, disturbed their sleep. Fiona often heard faint whispers and felt icy drafts that seemed to come from nowhere. As weeks passed, these odd occurrences escalated. Objects moved on their own, and the children complained of seeing a shadowy figure lurking in the corners of their rooms. Fear settled into the McGregor household like an unwelcome guest. Fiona grew increasingly worried for her children's safety, and Ewan's tough exterior crumbled as he witnessed inexplicable phenomena that defied his rational mind. Desperation led them to seek help from the local clergy, but the ministers could offer no solace. They advised the McGregors to abandon their home, believing it was cursed. With no other options, Ewan and Fiona decided to make a perilous journey to the Greyfriars Kirkyard to seek the guidance of the resident minister, Reverend Archibald Montgomery. The kirkyard was not just a place of burial. It was also a refuge for those seeking answers from the divine. Reverend Montgomery, stoic man with deep-set eyes, listened intently to the McGregor's harrowing tale. He was a man of faith. He knew that there were forces beyond the comprehension of mortals. As the wind howled outside his modest residence within the kirkyard, the Reverend decided to conduct a ritual to communicate with the spirits that might be tormenting the McGregor family. In a chilling, candle-lit ceremony within the kirkyard's ancient mausoleum, Reverend Montgomery attempted to make contact with the entity that haunted the McGregors. He chanted incantations and prayed fervently, seeking answers from the other side. To his astonishment, a presence responded, a ghostly figure clad in tattered gray robes, the Greyfriars Kirkyard ghost itself. The spirit revealed its tragic story, the tale of a long-forgotten soul who had been wronged in life and was condemned to wander the earth in eternal anguish. The McGregor's home had been built upon a patch of land once inhabited by this unfortunate soul, and the spirit's anger and sorrow had manifested as the haunting that now terrorized the family. Reverend Montgomery, guided by his faith and compassion, made a solemn promise to the ghost. He vowed to help the spirit find redemption and release from its torment. In return, the spirit agreed to cease its haunting of the McGregor family. Together with Ewan and Fiona, the minister embarked on a quest to uncover the truth behind the ghost's earthly suffering. Their journey took them deep into the annals of Edinburgh's history, leading them to secrets buried in the Greyfriars Kirkyard for centuries. As they delved deeper into the past, they unearthed a tale of betrayal, love, and revenge set against the backdrop of 17th century Scotland. They discovered a tragic love affair between a young man and woman from feuding families, torn apart by a series of misunderstandings and betrayals. The young man, whose restless spirit now haunted the McGregors, had been unjustly accused of a crime he did not commit and had met a gruesome end. Reverend Montgomery, Ewan, and Fiona worked tirelessly to clear the young man's name and uncover the truth behind his tragic fate. They petitioned the authorities and rallied the support of the community to right the historical wrongs committed against the ghostly figure. In a poignant climax, the truth was revealed, and the spirit finally found the peace it had longed for. The Greyfriars Kirkyard ghost's torment came to an end, and it ascended to the afterlife, leaving the McGregor family in peace. The McGregor's home was no longer haunted, and the family lived out their days in tranquility. The story of their encounter with the Greyfriars Kirkyard ghost became a cherished legend in Edinburgh, a testament to the power of faith, compassion, and the enduring legacy of history. The Greyfriars Kirkyard itself remained a place of reverence and remembrance, a solemn reminder of the past and the spirits that may still linger among its ancient stones. As the centuries rolled on, the legend of the Greyfriars Kirkyard ghost continued to captivate the imagination of those who heard it. The story served as a reminder that, even in the darkest of times, redemption and closure could be found if one had the courage to confront the past. And so, the echoes of the Greyfriars Kirkyard ghost reverberated through the ages, a haunting but ultimately redemptive tale of a restless spirit and the compassionate souls who helped it find.
thank you for being here when you have so many other options.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!